Hello and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast, episode 117, Rev 2.
I am Jones, and I'm back.
Yeah, so we actually recorded this podcast a couple of days ago without Jones, but with Parker. But I made a fatal mistake and recorded the audio using my webcam, and so that episode is garbage.
Died as it lived.
So now Jones wins the lucky lottery of being on this episode.
Apparently.
It is kind of ridiculous how difficult we have matching the schedules of three unmarried men.
Yeah, it's kind of absurd, really. It's like, how hard
a Slack channel or something.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, it's like, honestly, it should not be hard to schedule the three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because any given time, Parker is welding his Jeep, you're playing World of Warcraft, and I'm, like, watching YouTube.
Pretty much, yeah.
No.
Should not be difficult to pull this coalition of the willing together.
Okay, so we have some topics. I think we talked about this in the last episode or a few episodes ago, but we're halfway through The Fall of a Million Games. So we should probably talk about what's come out, even though we've forgotten everything that's come out. And what's left to come out, like Fallout 76 and Grand Theft Horse 2, The Horsening.
And will we actually play any of them?
Yes. And then speaking of video games, I played the Battlefield 5 beta about a month ago or whenever that was out. So we can talk about that. So that's pretty cool. Another topic, I know we always talk about this, but we're going to do our predictions for how much retconning will happen in episode 9 of Star Wars.
Got to get that out there, you know, like a year in advance, you know, just to be safe.
Yep. Yeah.
So we could be on the bleeding edge, you know, so.
It would be like that Red Letter Media episode where they predicted everything they thought would happen in the Han Solo movie, and they actually weren't that accurate. I think they did not have enough faith in that film. Nobody did.
Yeah, somebody at work, though, the other day said that to me. They're like, yeah, I watched the Solo movie over the weekend, and it's like, yeah, basically all that stuff that you said that they were going to put in that movie, they did. You weren't wrong. And I'm like, well, it was kind of obvious.
Yeah, but it was a lot better than I expected.
Yeah. Basically, if they would have just dropped that stupid droid, it would have been. It was just too much. Well, a little goes a long ways. So,
I mean, it was kind of funny, but she sounded like a bumper sticker. Like, she was reading bumper stickers. And then it was kind of weird that, like, Lando, like, loved her or something.
Yeah, I just did not understand any of that, so... But yeah, it was an entertaining flick, you know, definitely a few cuts above Last Jedi.
Yeah, I actually think I might have liked it more than any of the new Star Wars, because it was like its own thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't have this whole global, or not global, like galactic threat. It was just this little, like, small story in that universe, which is what they could totally be doing with all sorts of these movies, but...
Totally. Oh, and then we're also not just retconning, but we'll predict everything they'll put into episode 9. Even though Disney doesn't think there's any problems, we're going to predict all the things that they're going to put in episode 9 and make sure the fans come back. Also as a topic, apparently Xbox has a streaming service. Who asked for this?
Not me.
Yeah.
I was once Xbox fanboy too. What happened?
I don't even have an Xbox One.
I do, but it is a 4K Blu-ray player. That is its purpose in life.
I thought about getting one, but I'm like, why? I mean, I don't care about the exclusives. I don't care about Forza or Halo.
Literally, the only reason I got it was to have a 4K Blu-ray player. Because I got the 1 and 1S. So.
I was at Menards the other day, and like I had two different people comment on my Halo Reach shirt. And they're like, yeah, that game was awesome. And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Game was disappointing as hell.
Yeah, it wasn't cheesy at all.
Remember, we were all pumped when that came out because we were like riding the high of like Halo 3 for a year or whatever, like playing the 4-player campaign all the time. And
yep, that was fun.
Yeah, God, back in the old funky drums days.
Yeah, find Yoda X.
Yeah, Yoda X.
His name was, there was a guy, I think his name was Yo Daddy X, but we called him Yoda X.
I had forgotten all about that. Oh, God.
See, there you go. We could have nostalgia for 10 years ago by playing Xbox Live online.
Oh, yeah. Halo 3 four-player co-op is still one of the all-time great, like, gaming experiences.
We played through that so many times. It was ridiculous.
I just remember that we'd pop on and be like, "Yeah, what do you feel like doing? Yeah, let's play the campaign."
Yeah. Or remember when Borderlands first came out? Like, I swear to God, everyone on my friends list had that game. So if you wanted to play a four-player Borderlands game at pretty much any time, you could.
Because there was always somebody on. Yeah, that game came like out of nowhere. I hadn't heard much about it. And then, it was like probably 80% of the people that were online on any given night were playing that game. And I should check this game out, apparently.
A big deal with that game was that was fall of 2009. And like so many other games delayed or shifted their schedule so they didn't release at the same time as Modern Warfare 2. Mm. And Borderlands was one of the only games that didn't move. And I think that's actually why it got noticed, because, it just was like... Or even like what was it? The beloved Bad Company 2, that got pushed back a little.
Oh, yes.
The greatest Battlefield game ever made.
Hell yeah.
That reminds me, one more thing. In the, there we go. Okay. So speaking of that, I was reading today that Black Ops 4 has a 50 gigabyte day one patch, and the total install size is 55 gigabytes, which makes me wonder why even make a disc.
I have no answer to that question.
So maybe we could talk about basically game install bloat as well, because it just exploded with this current gen. I mean, I guess you didn't really know, you don't really notice it with a console. But, well, I guess you do, because the games all install as well to the hard drive. But PC gaming, you definitely notice it. Games went from like 10 gigs to 60 overnight.
Oh, yeah.
They don't look that much better.
Yeah, pretty much.
And final topic, which will probably tie into Battlefield 5, explosions equal fun. I guess we can start with the fall gaming. So did you know, Jones, that Spider-Man, the greatest game ever made, came out last month, and so did Tomb Raider? Shadow of something,
yeah. I was aware that these things happened.
Mm-hmm.
I did not partake in them, though.
Did you watch Danish Girl Tomb Raider Ex Machina?
Oh, I did actually watch that movie. It's reasonably entertaining.
Isn't the guy from The Wire in it that's not Idris Elba?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's like the guy who kind of helps her on the island, isn't he? I never watched The Wire.
No. Her father, that's what's his face from The Wire?
Oh, he was in The Wire?
What's his name?
Dominic something, right?
Dominic West.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I liked the father-daughter stuff in that movie. I thought that stuff was pretty solidly done. Like, that was more what her quest was, was to find her father. It wasn't so much about, like, this treasure or whatever.
Oh. That makes sense. I didn't come here to find the cup of Christ. I came to find my father.
Yeah.
Oh, I discovered today, if you talk to Alexa in a Sean Connery accent, she can't understand you.
Probably for good reason. Sean Connery has to deal with this problem every day of his life. Can you imagine that? He's like, Alexa, blah, 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 blah.
What is 6 + 7? And she'd be like, downloading sex tapes. No, that's not what I meant. What happens at 10 o'clock? So I don't think I've bought any new games yet. I enjoyed the last couple Tomb Raiders, but I don't know. I'm kind of bored of them.
Yeah, I really liked the first two, but I was talking to a coworker who he got the third one, and he said it's good, but he's like, it does kind of suffer from kind of the Uncharted problem. Like, the first two were really excellent, and then the third one is just kind of more of the same, which, isn't bad, but it's also not something that really makes you feel like you have to play it.
I would say Uncharted's problem is that it wants to be a movie, and it's stuck being a video game.
I mean, Uncharted 2 was freaking amazing.
Yeah, but the last two? Like, no, number 4 was, like, so self-indulgent.
Yeah, I mean, 3 I played probably 2/3 of, but I just the hook just wasn't there. I mean, it was like more of the same, but it, you know, it didn't have a new hook. And that's kind of what he was saying about the third Tomb Raider. He's like, it's certain, you know, it's a good game, but it's just, there's nothing new there. So,
yeah, I mean, I really liked the first one. I thought that was really good. The first new Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
It was the best Uncharted game since Uncharted 2.
Yep. Kind of like how Mission Impossible does like Bond better than Bond now. That's kind of what happened with Tomb Raider and Uncharted. So.
Oh, yeah, like that weak ass, we can't get a permit for more than 30 miles per hour Rome chase inspector.
Oh, yes, yeah.
We could do a whole episode just about how dumb that movie was. Oh, what about the scene where James Bond is standing on a boat in a river and he takes down a helicopter with one clip of a pistol with a 3-inch barrel? The fuck? That was so stupid!
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm okay with Dennis Hopper on a jet ski shooting one shot and hitting a rope in Waterworld. For some reason, that's more okay. I don't know why.
Well, of course. I mean, it's Waterworld. There's a certain amount of ridiculousness, you know, that you're buying into.
He was missing an eye, which means he didn't even have to close one eye to aim.
That's true. So he had that advantage.
It's a disability, which becomes an advantage.
Oh, God.
I watched that movie about a month ago. It was on HBO, I think.
Yeah, I noticed it sitting out there. I was like, I should fire that up. It's actually a long time.
I thought it was quite entertaining. I hadn't seen it in like 20 years.
Yeah, it's probably been a good 15 for me. So,
It kind of has like this mean streak that movies don't have anymore.
Yeah.
You know, where Dennis Hopper's like, you want a cigarette, kid? Never too young to start. You just don't see stuff like that in movies anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And
the bad guys are like actually bad, you know, like I don't know. I like a good villain, you know. A lot of them are just kind of like, oh, they're a bad guy because the movie needs to have a bad guy. Like, they're not, you know, actually, like, menacing or anything in most modern movies.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do kill a lot of people. Like, you know, he's like, you know, Dennis Hopper goes into that water town. And he's like, I'm looking for the girl with a tattoo. First one to tell me gets to live. And then he shoots one of them. And then the other one tells him. And then he shoots him, too.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that has nothing to do with video games, but...
Could, though.
Although I think there was a Waterworld game for Virtual Boy. It's like, I think, like one of the rarest Virtual Boy games of all 12.
And there was a Mission Impossible game at some point.
Oh, yeah. Mission Impossible Tom Protocol.
Fuck yeah.
I was
Best
thinking
action
about...
action movie ever made.
We were talking about that earlier today at the shop, and do you remember those articles where they're trying to blame The Mummy's failure on Tom Cruise? That BS.
It's nonsense.
And it's like, how many other top-notch Tom Cruise movies has he made? But oh no, the problem with this one, it wasn't the hack, Alex Kurtzman.
Yeah.
No, it was Tom Cruise.
I mean, I'm a huge Tom Cruise fan, and even I can admit that The Mummy wasn't very good. It's like,
oh,
it
no,
wasn't, and it's not his fault. You know, it's just it was just kind of a mess. And but it's like, yeah, you look at like, everything else he's done lately, it's like pretty much all awesome. So,
well, remember in the beginning, I maybe don't even remember that movie at all, but remember they're like drilling that hole into that tomb in like under London or something?
And oh,
then
yes.
They've got that big tunnel boring machine, and the blades stop, and then the people walk through the blades into the room. Yeah. Hello, OSHA? It's like, no one would ever do that. And that would never happen. Just shit like that just drove me nuts. Yeah. That movie pissed me off. It was like, maybe it wasn't like Alien Covenant stupidly insulting my intelligence, but it was close. Like, I actually texted Mike Kowalski halfway through that movie, and I'm like, can a C-130 really make it from Egypt to London? And he was like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, okay, I will harness my outrage for like 5 seconds now. But yeah, I mean, the problem that movie had was that it, Well, they were trying to do all this world building for that stupid dark universe thing instead of just making a good movie. But then it just kind of took itself too seriously. Like, it should have just been fun, like the first Brendan Fraser one was.
It felt kind of cheap, too. Like, not a whole lot happens in it.
Yeah, because I remember when I watched that movie, like the opening scene where it's like Tom and Jake Johnson and they're like in Iraq and they're looking at that little town and Tom's just like, oh, we'll be in and out, you know, they'll never know we're there. And then it cuts to like them rolling through this alley as bullets are whizzing by. That was like funny. And I'm like, ooh, this could be, you know, they might get this movie right. This is like the tone it should be. And then it just kind of went inert after that and it just didn't happen. And I was
That was so also disappointing. That was a movie about mummies that had no scenes in Egypt for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, they buried the mummy in Iraq.
Yep.
Which, last time I checked, is a good distance from Egypt.
Yeah, it's a bit of a jaunt to get over there. Yeah.
Not even Moses walked that far.
I mean, it's like there's a friggin' body of water in the way. There's, like, all sorts of shit. But, yeah.
Well, anyway, so, yeah, there's all these games coming out, none of which have anything to do with the Tom Cruise mummy movie.
Which I suppose is a good thing, actually, in this case. But
yeah. So the one everyone's talking about is Red Dead Redemption 2, Grand Theft Horse 6.
Yes. So is this the first thing Rockstar's done since Grand Theft Auto 5?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's been how many years?
5 years? Jeez. Grand Theft Auto 5 just, well, look, there's an advert right now on Steam.
Well, that game is huge.
Yeah, I guess they make like $1 billion a year just on the online component. It's
Holy
ridiculous.
Crap.
And I believe it is like the top selling game of all time.
Yeah, it's just insane. I think it still sells for like full price, doesn't it?
No, Steam's got it for $30, but it was full price for quite a long time.
Yeah, it's like, jeez.
Yeah. So I tried Grand Theft Auto 5. I couldn't really get into it.
Yeah, same.
I'll probably get Grand Theft Horse, like, probably for PlayStation 4. I mean, I like Westerns. It might have the same thing with Grand Theft Auto, where I just think games have too much talking in them nowadays, as we do a podcast where we talk to each other.
That's the point of a podcast.
You get on your horse, you ride to a location with somebody else, so you're talking the whole way, and then you get there and you start shooting people. And Grand Theft Auto is the same thing, except for you're in a car. Oh, and the horse has ball physics now, so that's cool.
Is
like
it?
if you go up a mountain where it's cold and snowy, a horse's balls will shrink, if it's a male horse, of course.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, there was a whole article about it. Like, they actually have a physics system for the horse's balls.
Can you imagine being the poor bastards that was their job was to work on the horse's nut physics?
Yeah, and they're probably at like a dinner party and they're like, oh, my job is nuts. Oh, you mean your job is like really stressful and confusing? No, I animate horse nuts.
Yeah, it's like literally nuts.
Not figuratively.
And I'm actually using the term correctly. It's like, yeah.
Jones, you must ensure you use the word literally correctly.
Yes.
I sent you that photo like a couple weeks ago. I saw like "insure" used incorrectly someplace. God,
people use
that?
It incorrectly like all the time.
It's not as bad as literally, but yeah.
Yeah. Or could care less. God, it's like nails on a chalkboard. So I'm like, I always tell the person, I'm like, so you're saying you do care then?
At least a little.
And I'm like, well, no, you just said you could care less, which implies you do care on some level.
You care more than zero.
Yes. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
too bad. I'm that guy.
No, I don't blame you.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just one of those things where I'm just like, ugh.
Well, I don't know. It's like, that's not what the word literally means.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was complaining about it on Twitter one time and someone sent me a link and apparently dictionaries have actually started to update the definition of literally to include the way people actually use it, which makes me want to literally kill myself.
That's like how the word irregardless got snuck into the dictionary at some point. Like, it's not even a fucking word. It's like, regardless is the word. But people kept using irregardless all the time. So now it's actually, like, snuck its way in.
I mean, basically, people use the word literally as they would a profanity.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You know, like, I just opened the fucking door, or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's literally hundreds of games coming out this fall.
Are there?
There's probably.
Probably.
It's like the movie Used Cars, where they had to literally have a mile of cars. not figuratively.
Oh, God, that movie's amazing.
Oh, okay, so speaking of all the video games coming out, like, Battlefield 5 got delayed until November.
Oh, no.
I know. But they did have a beta, which I played last month since the last podcast.
What is the setting of this game?
World War II.
Ah, they went back to the well.
Well, they kind of went forward from the well because they were in World War One.
But still, you know, World War II, everybody got burned out on it, and I knew they'd be back someday, though. Like, I wanted them to go back, because the modern shit's boring, so.
See, I kind of wish they went modern again, honestly, having played the beta. Well, I can't remember how much you actually played Battlefield 1. I played it a lot.
I played it maybe a month, maybe.
Doesn't really feel that much different from World War One, or, well, I shouldn't say World War. It doesn't feel much different from Battlefield 1.
Right?
I don't think there's no horses. They got rid of them. They turned them into jeeps.
Well, there you go. That's something.
They ground up the horses, melted their bodies, and forged them into jeeps.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all those jeeps came from.
Yeah. Yep.
Jeeps come from?
They kind of re-nerfed the splash damage of explosion, so it feels like Battlefield 3 or 4, and that did not make me happy. That's why I talked about explosions equal fun. Mm. Yeah, it's like, if you shoot your tank and you hit blow up a wall right next to someone, that person should die.
Yes.
And they don't. Well, you would hate it. Like, you can hit someone point blank with a rocket launcher and they don't die.
What?
Well, yeah, it's basically, people complain about all the explosions in Battlefield 1, so they've kind of reduced them as much as possible in this game.
Well, screw this game, then. Hard pass from Jones.
I still have it on pre-order, but I did not enjoy it. I mean, there's a couple times when I was having fun, but... Oh, and you also only get two clips. When you spawn, you have a clip in your gun and an extra clip, and that's it. So you have to, like... I think they're trying to emphasize teamwork, but nobody online uses teamwork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposed to come out then if it got delayed till November?
It was supposed to come out between Call of Duty 4 and Red Dead Redemption. So it basically jumped out of the way of a train that was going to run it over.
When do those games come out then?
Call of Duty comes out this Friday, I believe, and Grand Theft Horus, I believe, is the 26th. Because games release on Fridays now, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a new thing that they're pulling that stuff forward into October? Because it used to be November all the time for like Call of Duty.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, yeah, you're right. Call of Duty used to be like November 2nd.
Yeah.
Well, there's no campaign with this one, so maybe that saved them some time.
Got them a month back.
Yeah, you're right. It used to be Battlefield would be October, and then, yeah, it was like November 4th-ish.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that, but you're right. Apparently the Battle Royale mode of Black Ops 4 is supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah, like their Fortnite competitor or whatever.
Yeah.
Or PUBG or whatever.
Because every game has to have that now. Actually, with Battlefield 5, I think they're something that I think is not going to work out for them. They don't have premium, you know?
Yeah.
I know we talked about this last time, but, you know, in Battlefront 2, they got rid of premium, which was the first DICE game not to have premium in, like, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
They got rid of it, but they replaced it with loot boxes, and then everyone got pissed. So they got rid of the loot boxes, and so what they're doing for Battlefield 5 is they're replacing it with cosmetics and skins, which is basically how the Fortnite economy works.
Yeah, that's how, like, Overwatch works. I mean, they're, like, crates and stuff, but you get skins and things. Like, it's just cosmetic shit.
So what they're saying is that they're going to drive all of their post-content, post-launch content with skin sales.
Mm-hmm. And it'll probably work, because that's how, like, I mean, Overwatch, it makes shitloads of money. I mean, that's how it's making its money. They sell the game, like, the game's on sale, like, cheap all the time.
But they already had backlash against Outlandish skins, and they also had backlash against skins that were in the beta. So DICE has said they're dialing back the skins to make them seem, quote, more realistic.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it's like World War II, so yeah, you can't get too outlandish.
It can't look like a, it can't look like a furry convention, which is what Fortnite looks like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have a feeling they're setting themselves up for failure. Like, what's wrong with just spending $60 and then giving them, buying the game again to get the season pass? I mean, I didn't care. I'm like, how many times did we do that? Every game.
Well, they must have not been satisfied and thought, we can make more.
Well, everyone's just trying to make Fortnite, but, you know, by the time everyone's done copying Fortnite, there'll be something else, you know, there'll be the new thing.
Oh, of course.
Like, I was playing PUBG, and I'm kind of getting tired of it. Yeah. Although, the last week or so, I've been a little better at it, but, of course, that game has, like, no progression, which kind of makes it boring. So, Fallout 76, apparently, that's coming out pretty soon. Like, oh, who's got time to play all these games? Like, are there that many people buying games? Because I assume there's people who are like, well, I've got my one Ubisoft game for the year. I have to collect 10,000 collectibles, but this will keep me busy for 8 months. I mean, do people just buy one of those games a year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the hell buys all these. Because, I mean, a lot of these games are interesting to me, but there's, like, so many of them that I end up, like, playing none of them.
If you have enough money to buy all the games, then you don't have enough time to play all the games. You basically have to be like a rich, unemployed person to like play all these games.
It was basically like about a month ago was when Spider-Man came out, and then the Tomb Raider game came out a week or two after, and then like Forza Horizon 4 came out somewhere in there, and then Assassin's Creed Odyssey came out like last Friday, I think. And then, like you said, you've got Call of Duty coming out this Friday, apparently.
It's almost becoming like the movies where they cram every big movie into May and June, and then August is like a dumping ground. I kind of wonder if there could be more diversity of release dates for video games, too, because they can release games in the summer and they'll be successful. I mean, why does everything have to be, you know, September to November? Because of Christmas or something?
Well, yeah, didn't, like, Bioshock come out in, like, August?
Yes, it did. And so did all the Batman Arkham Blank games were summer games.
That's the thing, too. Yeah, like, a lot of these games are, like, big time sinks. You know, like, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Like, that's, you could sink a ton of time in that. Like, Red Dead Redemption, I'm sure that's, like, a bunch of time. Fallout, obviously, a ton of time.
Right.
These online games, you know, it's just, like, holy shit. Like,
I thought about getting Far Cry 5, but it's like, do I really want to spend the time? Because when I play a game like that, it feels like I want to like do all the stuff to get my money's worth.
Yeah.
They talk about like the death of the single player game, which I think is a folly to even consider that would happen. But sometimes it's like, I just want to play through a linear game. I mean, that was one thing I liked about the first Tomb Raider, the first rebooted one, was you just play through it. It's like 16 hours done.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, that's like, the thing out of all these games, like Tomb Raider probably has the biggest selling point for me in that, yeah, you can go off and like find shit in the zones, but ultimately you could just blast through the game. It's probably 15 hours or something and it's like done. You know, like
I thought about getting
being that shorter is actually more of a selling point because it's like, oh, I might actually see the end of that game, unlike a lot of these other ones.
What was it? Alien Isolation? I thought about trying that game, but then I heard it was like needlessly long and padded. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, cause, I mean, I know I bring it up on here fairly frequently, but it's like, for me, I'm still playing WoW. Like, the new expansion came out.
You're the last player.
Bullshit. Blizzard's bottom line begs to differ, but it's like, you know, that's like my time sink game. So it's like, I don't need more. I'd rather just have, you know, some of these like 10 to 12 hour type experiences where I could just knock it out in a weekend or something if I wanted to. Now, of course, somebody that buys like one game a year, yeah, they want to get something maybe more like Fallout where they can go and sink 100 hours into it. I totally understand that. I mean, actually, back before I got into playing MMOs, like I would, you know, I would have definitely bought Tomb Raider. I probably would have picked up Forza and probably like Red Dead. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Assassin's Creed too, even. But now that I have WoW that's like always there, not that I play it that much. It sounds like all I do is like eat, sleep, and shit the thing. Like I'll go 4 or 5 days at a shot without playing like anything. But it's like, that's kind of the one that's always there that it's like, oh, I'm just going to go play that tonight or whatever.
That's kind of how I feel about online games. Like, yeah, whatever. But you know, I play like the shooters. So
yeah, but it's the same deal. It's kind of like, that's your comfort zone. You can just hop in, you know what you're going to get. You know, you can have some fun for a couple hours.
I was looking around the other day, like, I misplaced my Horizon Zero Dawn disc when I moved. Hmm. I think I took it out of the PlayStation to watch Temple of Doom on Blu-ray. So I was trying to like figure out, you know, okay, was that December when I did that? And you know, right? Yeah, I was like, you know, am I really going to go back and play that game again? I mean, I probably won't.
Yeah,
I loved it. But yeah, it's like, so I want to like play it, get through it, and then just go back to, you know, Battlefield or PUBG or whatever it is you're playing online.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically how WoW is for me. You might have a little diversion here and there, but that's what you come back to.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, maybe it's just like part of getting older, but like I just don't like have a lot of gumption to like play these new games as much as I used to. It's almost like, it's like a chore. Like, yes. Oh, I've got to collect all the flowers or, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I just want to experience like a story or whatever, you know, and it's like,
well, you can play God of War, the greatest game ever made.
After Uncharted 4, which was, I guess, the greatest game ever made before that.
And both of those games are almost all the time you're with another character and they're talking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, for me, it's like, I don't know, I get home, you know, work takes a lot out of me or whatever. I don't know, there's a lot of nights I get home and I'm like, even just picking up a freaking controller, it's like, I don't want to do that. I just want to, like, chill, disengage. That's why sometimes I won't even play WoW, like, during the week. Like, I'll only play it a bit on the weekend or whatever, because it's like, I get home, I'm like, I don't want to touch a freaking computer. You know, it's like, I'm going to listen to an audiobook, maybe watch a movie, you know, something, but it's like, I'm not gonna, like, I don't know, engage with a computer or even a console. Like, I can't tell you the last time I actually played a game on a console. Yeah, like, normally I would have picked up, like, Forza Horizon 4, because I've always liked those games, like, the Horizon games especially good.
You went from buying a very above average number of games to, like, not playing anything, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. I went from one extreme to the other. Yeah, it's kind of interesting how that happened. I guess it's kind of like how when I was younger, I was like really into sports. Nowadays, I don't give a shit about them at all.
I don't think I haven't watched a Packers game this year. It's like, I just don't care.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. It's like, you just stop caring about things.
I don't even like really watch movies anymore. I do want to see Infinity War again, but I'll probably just wait for it to come on Netflix in a month.
Is that when it comes out on Netflix? Probably pretty soon, right?
Like Captain Marvel's gonna be like the last Marvel movie that comes out on Netflix.
Yeah.
So, Infinity War should be on Netflix. Actually, it's like just about 6 months now. It's pretty quick. It's almost like. That's like the only thing you can really consistently count on Netflix is for them to have Disney movies like not that long after the video rental, where, you know, the home video. Yeah, it's about 6 months. So yeah, I would say probably in November, Infinity Ward will be on Netflix.
Ant-Man will probably be like January or something, maybe then.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere in there. Because I'd kind of like to see that one.
Well, you can just wait until January.
Apparently.
And then you can watch Captain Marvel, and then there will be no more Marvel movies on Netflix. Yeah.
Then you can sign up for yet another streaming service, because why not?
That's the goal, is to have so many streaming services, you're just paying as much as you did for cable.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to be right back where we were. Yes. Yeah, and you can drop it like month to month if you want.
So. I read a report that they said piracy is on the rise again because content is becoming more split on these services.
Yeah, it's I read that too.
I don't want to get Hulu in order to watch South Park. I already have Netflix and Amazon. I'll just pirate it.
Yep. Yeah, what a shock.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, so those are what we think about. Those are.
So you're going to get Grand Theft Horse then out of all of these and probably Battlefield 5, it sounds like.
I'll probably get Battlefield 5, but I'm very dubious about its long-term prospects.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I just think, I don't know. I think they're going to be like, oh man, why did we get rid of premium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if I get anything, it will probably be like the Tomb Raider game, because they'll probably have it for like $30 at the Black Friday sales or something. So I could see potentially snatching either that or the Assassin's Creed game around that time. But
Assassin's Creed Greek
looked pretty cool, but like the last one looked awesome too. I mean, it was set in freaking Egypt, but it was just such a goddamn huge game that I'm just like,
Did you try it or just avoid it?
Yeah, I bought like the big ridiculous, you know, premium whatever thing, and then I probably played it for like 5 hours. And that was kind of, I think that was the last console game I bought actually, because after that I'm like, okay, I'm done. Because I'm just like, I only end up playing WoW. So I'm like, I'm not going to piss money away on these other things, like, certainly not full price anymore.
I see your point. I mean, yeah. Cool.
But, yeah. So good luck to them in selling all their new games they're coming out with.
Well, I suppose Grand Theft Horse will have come out by the time we do the next podcast. Hmm. I wonder if I could order that from Amazon. I went to Best Buy the other day because I needed a video game controller. And I was like, oh, retail stores suck.
Well, they're sucking more and more because they have less and less shit in them. It's just a bunch of, like, devices is all it is anymore.
Don't they remember what happened to Radio Shack?
Apparently not. Because it's like, I don't know. I mean, I get that everybody's going away from physical media and stuff, but I don't know. I'm still weird, and I like to just walk into a store and look at movies, and maybe there just happens to be something there that I'm like, hey, I'm going to pick that up and go home and watch it.
The layout of Best Buy, at least the one on the east side, is like completely different now. I walked in, and I'm like, because I probably hadn't been there in like a month or two, and it was like, I didn't even know where to look for anything. It was all changed, because they got rid of CDs.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and the movies are cut way down. There's still a few aisles, but they're definitely, you know, working their way toward eliminating them.
What are they going to have? I mean, is this going to be all cell phone crap?
Pretty much. It's going to be like TVs, cell phones, and some appliances is basically what's going to be left. It's basically like a Apple/Microsoft/Samsung store. Because, I don't know, there's still, I mean, it's like, yes, Amazon, it's like, yeah, click, click, buy my shit, it shows up in a day or two, that's all nice, but I don't know, there's still just something about going in a store and walking out with something.
Well, you know what, okay, like, just to wrap up this topic, I was building a single-handed controller for someone, and I ran out, and I'm like, shit, I forgot to order more, right?
Yeah.
So I went to Best Buy, and I'm like, sell me this, and they're like, would you like a protection plan? No, I'm going to take it apart. Why are you taking it apart? I'm going to make it into accessibility. It's like, just sell it to me, God damn it.
Yeah.
Amazon, I click a button, done. I think there's something to be said for not having to interact with humans.
There is something to that. And then, well, I was at Best Buy on Saturday, and I was like looking at some stuff or whatever, and I was doing everything that a shopper would do that's like, hey, if you're looking to help a customer, that's a customer that could use some help. Like, I'm like looking at the thing, like I was looking at like an Apple Watch for some dumb reason. So I'm like looking
at
the thing.
That is dumb.
Yes, but I'm like looking at the thing. I'm like fiddling around with it. I'm like looking at other stuff. I come back, look at it some more. There's like literally five different employees in that area, and they're all just like talking to each other about nothing related to work. Not a single one of them comes over to fucking help me. Like, I finally, after like 10 minutes, had to go over and be like, hey, I've got some questions about this thing and all that. And I'm just like, Jesus. But it's like when I'm in there like looking at freaking movies, within like 30 seconds, I've got somebody like, oh, do you need help finding something?
It's only when you don't want their help.
Yeah.
Do they help you?
I was just like, holy crap. I mean, these people were like less than 10 feet away from me, too. I mean, it was... There's no way they couldn't have seen. They were just like being like, oh, I'd rather talk about, I don't know, the Packers or something. So
yeah, that's bullshit.
Just dumb. So I'm like, well, you guys are going to be out of a job one day because you don't help people like me. That's basically what went through my mind. Sucks, but not that I want them to go, be out of jobs, but it's like, well, you're not doing your fucking job. So
no, I agree. It's just kind of inevitable. Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, like just having to like decline service plans on $10 pieces of junk.
Yeah.
That's, I hate that. Oh, and every goddamn store has a rewards card.
Yep. Yep.
I'd like to see like a Morgan Spurlock, like supersize me kind of thing. But instead of like saying yes to all the supersizes,
yep.
Which McDonald's usually, well, I don't go there that often, but they usually never actually ask you that anymore. But, what if you said yes to every loyalty program? Would you even be able to sit straight on your wallet?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, look here. I'm just going to go into my wallet right now. Okay, there's Reward Zone card for Best Buy, which, to be fair, is actually a really good reward program.
That one's actually useful. That's, I think, the only one that I still have.
I've got the Fresh Perks for the grocery store. Oh, Men's yeah. Warehouse, because I'm always buying new jackets every year. Quick Chip Rewards.
Yep.
Insurance card. Ace Rewards. The Ace on Cottage Grove Road is got gentrified into being gone, which sucks. Yeah, it'll probably get turned into another goddamn brewery that doesn't sell screws. Like, do I fucking... You know what? I'm going to throw this Men's Warehouse card in the garbage. How often do I go there? I bought one jacket there. Anyway, yeah. So I think we should move on to the next topic, which is Star Wars Episode 9 retcons. How much stuff are they going to retcon? Oh, maybe our audience knows what a retcon is, right?
Yes. I feel that they would know this just like they know how to properly use the word literally.
You have a lot of faith.
I do.
In our 1,500 listeners or whatever we have. It actually is not too bad.
I've turned the corner. Usually I have little faith in humanity, but I have faith in our listeners. So,
wow, that's so nice of you. All right, so for one thing, so rumors about Episode 9. Mm. So spoilers ahead, because most of the rumors about Star Wars have been correct. So apparently Hux is going to turn out to be a mole who actually wants to stop the First Order and help the rebels.
Ugh.
So I'm thinking they're going to retcon Hux disabled the anti-warp shield, allowing Laura Dern to do her suicide thing. And it would be like, and it was you that disabled the anti-warp shield drive, which is a thing that has totally existed in all of Star Wars canon. We're only mentioning it now, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that warp
book somewhere, but
that
whatever.
Warp suicide broke Star Wars combat. I'm expecting a retcon, you know, like some sort of
shield
be,
yeah,
down, The shields were down. Someone flipped the shields. Who was it?
It'll be that, or somebody will magically invent some sort of, you know, special shield that prevents that from happening. Some sort of dampening device, whatever the hell. And
a tachyon pulse, like Star Trek.
Yeah, so...
Also, I'm expecting a scene of a flashback of Luke kicking ass.
Well, that's the thing. Like, all these people that say, like, oh, Last Jedi was fine and all that. I'm like, whatever. They're in damage control mode because it's like they've got Abrams back. They've already announced that, like, Mark Hamill's going to be back, that fucking Lando's going to be in it. It's like they would have held all that stuff back and had it be a surprise if they weren't trying to, like, put some fan service out there.
Oh, definitely. Oh, I'm so tired of seeing these 80-year-old men dressed up like they're 40, and then they hand them this plastic gun, and they tell them to, like, wave it around and go pew, pew.
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't more people be like Clint Eastwood, where he plays, like, old... men, like, where he's a drug mule or something now, and he's just like an old man who has no money and everyone hates him, and he's an old man.
Yep.
Like there was an interview where he's like, well, Warner Brothers wants me to make another Dirty Harry movie, and I was like, why would there be an 85-year-old chief of police or a detective? And he's right.
Yeah, he was 100% right. Because, yeah, I know he said, like, yeah, like when he was in his early 70s or something, like they were trying to get him to make one. He's just like, what, are they going to show me, like, sitting around fishing? Like, you know, he was just like, what the hell is the point of that? It's like, no, you know, tell stories that fit with his age, and that's what he's done.
Yeah, he's aged gracefully.
And it's like...
Then you have Patrick Stewart being an old Alzheimer's person in Logan, and now he's going to be Picard again.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. But, or Harrison Ford, like, oh God, I'm so sick of Harrison Ford doing cosplay as younger. Like, now I'm Deckard. Now I'm Indiana Jones. It feels like a grandpa doing cosplay.
I didn't mind him in Blade Runner because he wasn't really running around doing a lot of shit. Like he was.
So he was more like a Blade Walker?
I guess, yeah. But he was just kind of off, you know, hiding off doing his own thing, and he kind of got pulled back in.
See, I rewatched that movie recently, and I think when Harrison Ford shows up, the movie goes to shit, just like Force Awakens.
Huh.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if it would have just been about Notebook Man.
Notebook Man.
Also, if a replicant is that close to a human, right? Like, remember where, like, when they find the bones of Sean Young?
Yes.
Who is Sean dead, apparently, in that movie. They find your bones, and they're like, oh, it's the bones of a woman who is pregnant. And then they're like, they zoom in, like, 10,000%, and they see a serial number. And only then do they think, oh, these aren't human bones. These are replicant bones, right?
Yeah.
So if a replicant is that close to a human, how is it Ryan Gosling can jump through a concrete wall? Does he have a metal endoskeleton like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He's Ryan Gosling? I don't know.
How does being Ryan Gosling make you able to jump through a brick wall?
I don't know.
I guess he had enough drive to do it.
Oh, no.
Too dumb? Yes.
He is the first man, after all. So,
oh, yeah. When does that movie come out?
I think it's this Friday.
Why is it called that? It sounds like it's a caveman movie. They should call it, like, Moon People. Or
he's the first man on the moon.
Or Armstrong. I mean, then it's like, oh, it's either about Neil or Lance, you know? So
that one I actually want to see in the theater. I think that one would be cool to see.
So it's like Apollo 13 if it didn't go wrong, right?
I think so, yeah, pretty much. Probably be like the most interesting, you know, movie of that ilk to see since, like, Gravity in the theater, so. But,
it'll probably be a little bit more straightforward than Gravity. I mean, Gravity will be involved.
Gravity was pretty straightforward, though, too.
Yeah, but I don't think Neil Armstrong was, like, flying around in space with a fire extinguisher when he went to the moon.
Well, no, but he could have. Maybe he did. Maybe that's what we'll find out in the movie.
He's like, I'm going to rip off a Pixar movie that won't come out for 50 years or 40 years. Yeah.
Let's see, retcon for me, I think they're going to retcon the Rey's parents stuff, and they are going to have it connect somehow, because it is left open, because, like, in Last Jedi, it's like, well, maybe Kylo is just, like, screwing with her head.
From a different point of view.
Yeah, exactly.
They
so,
pretty much have to, because they really need to explain why she's so good at everything, and really the best shortcut to do that is Hereditary.
Yeah, yeah, because otherwise it's just like she's just, you know, magical or something, so...
But if you know, she was like, she's a Kenobi, you know, or something like that,
yeah,
people would accept it more. Even though, like, you know, yeah, Luke Skywalker is the son of someone that was immaculately conceived by the Force, and he still had to train.
Yes, yeah.
So, well, who knows, maybe Rey was an immaculate Force conception, like she's like the next Anakin.
But then they'd have to bring up midichlorians or something, and then it'd be like, oh my god, we can't have that.
George Lucas is an idiot!
I've never had anybody be able to, like, give me a good reason why midichlorians are an awful idea.
Well, I think they're unnecessary. Think about it, like, what did midichlorians have to do with the plot? Like, basically, they allowed them to do a blood test on Anakin. Big deal.
And they made it so that it kind of gave more of an explanation as to how, like, the Force, like, flows through everything. It's like, it's literally in everything in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I think in that case, it's too literal. You know, they took something that was religious and they made it real. It's like Christian Science or something. It takes faith and turns it into science. I think that was people's problem with it.
I don't know. I never had a problem with it. I was just like, yeah, whatever.
So so you're saying the Force is like, it's magic, but it actually is not magic. It's just something we don't understand kind of magic.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it can be concentrated in some beings more than others.
Then couldn't you just have a midichlorian transfusion and become a Force user?
Maybe you could. Maybe that's what Darth Plagueis did. He figured out how to have, like, some sort of Force transfusion. Maybe they artificially force inseminated Shmi in the precursor to the Phantom Menace.
So what, they like jerry-rigged her dildo or something?
Something, I don't know.
Isn't Darth Plagueis sneaking into her hut and he, like, swaps out the dildo with a special Sith Lord dildo? She'll never know what happened.
I can't imagine. I never thought in my life that I would string together the words artificially force inseminated. But I just did.
Oh.
So, there it is.
Oh my god. What? You don't think Shmi likes to, have a pleasurable feeling?
Of course she does.
Right. But so, what happened.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Shit went down somehow.
I mean, maybe that's happened with Jesus' mom. It was the same thing. There was, like, I don't know what they had for dildos back then, but it probably would have been, like, a sheep intestine filled with, like, sand or something.
Oh, maybe that's what happened, and that's why Anakin hates sand. Because he was
born of sand. No, I'm not saying me had a sand-filled...
I know you're talking about it, like, Mary and all that, but I mean, you know, maybe that happened with the artificial Force insemination too.
Wait,
which
did Mary and Joseph, did they even have last names, or were they just Jesus' parents? Well, they weren't even Jesus' parents.
Hmm.
Like, it was like Mary Smith, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, no, because they would be of houses. Yeah, you know, it'd be like,
yeah, it'd
Joseph
be like
of house.
Nazareth and stuff, and so it must have been something like that.
No, but Nazareth was the city that they lived in.
Well, I understand, but I mean, it's like, you know, similar concept. So-and-so of the house of sand and
like,
fog,
yeah, like
or something.
Ben,
so
Ben, house of her.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of Jesus, apparently Amazon has an X-rated original cut of RoboCop on there now.
X-rated cut of RoboCop. Wow.
Before it was cut back to an R, yeah.
Real cut.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the reason I bring that up is because story. Yeah, yeah. See, that movies don't have that anymore. There's no more allegories in movies. It sucks. Whatever happened in the good old days where you had a super violent movie about a robot cop and he was supposed to be Jesus? You don't have that anymore.
Well, for a while, like almost everybody was Jesus, though. Because I mean,
like Neo.
Yeah, I mean Neo, and I mean if you watch like Batman v Superman, I mean essentially like Superman in that movie it's kind of like the Christ story. You know, shouldering the burden of the world, and he dies. You know, and going back to
and Wally was Jesus at the end.
Yes.
He shoulders the burden of the world, and then he dies, and he comes back.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I guess some movies have metaphors.
It still happens, but probably not as heavily as it once did. So.
Yeah. So any more episode 9 retcons?
The other retcons. There's so much.
How does the First Order get all its power? Do they find like a gold planet or something? Like a planet made of gold?
Probably.
Right? Like, think about it. I mean, I know we've talked about this a million times, but it doesn't make any sense. It's like, did all the Nazis who fled to Argentina start a new army and take over the world? Obviously not.
Yeah.
So how did the First Order do that? Now, if those Nazis had found, like, I don't know, a gold island or something, then maybe they could have done it. Or if they went into a hollow earth through Antarctica, which is what some people think they did. And then inside the planet, of course, more gold.
So do they bring Thrawn in 9?
I think it would... I think that would show that how worried they are about the reaction. You know, that's if they brought Thrawn back, you'd be first in line, wouldn't you? You could not watch it. Or you couldn't not watch it.
I'd be so sad that they'd like fuck him up and that I wouldn't like him anymore. Like that would be my fear, I think, because they've botched everything else so badly, So I don't know, but I mean, they did bring in Richard E. Grant, and he feels like somebody who physically could play Thrawn, even though he wouldn't be my casting choice. So I don't know. I mean, he could just be any First Order stooge too, but yeah, I mean, that would definitely be some heavy fan service if they did that. I'd be kind of surprised if they do, but it's like, I don't know, do you think they're going to do anything with Snoke to explain him more? Because they built him up so much and then did, like, basically nothing with him.
Well, what would they have to, how would they do it? With a flashback?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, or he's somehow still alive.
Does it? I don't think so. Well, yeah, Darth Maul really. Is still alive, or lived, yeah. I should say.
Yes.
Like, he would just go to the... you know, I've been vivisected, store, and get new legs that are made of metal. And then he would like turn on his lightsaber for no reason in the middle of a Skype call so you could see it.
Yes. Yeah, he could go to Night Sister World 2 or whatever, because that's mm-hmm. how Maul got brought back. But yeah, see, that's my great disappointment with Solo. I mean, it wasn't like amazing, but the thing I will give it, unlike Force Awakens, unlike Last Jedi, at the end of Solo, I wanted to see where it was going to go next. Like, they had some interesting stuff that they had kind of built up at the end. And so I would have actually wanted to see the next chapter, where like 7 and 8, I'm just like, don't really give a shit.
Well, I mean, it was interesting. It was, I thought the guy did a good job with the character of Han Solo, and Lando was interesting. Dragon Woman was interesting. Yeah. I know we've said this in previous podcasts, but I think if Star Wars fans would have given that movie a shot, they would have really liked it. I mean, like the fan service in that movie, it felt more organic. Like when he shoots Woody Harrelson, just like totally shoots first. I mean, isn't that what people wanted to see? And I think that, I mean, you and I both think that Last Jedi was why that movie flopped. And So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, yeah, Solo died for the sins of Last Jedi. There
Pretty
we go.
Much
more
did.
Christ allegories. Yeah. And and it didn't really deserve it. Just like Jesus. Like, Jesus didn't kill anybody. But he's like, well, I guess I'm going to get my shit kicked in. So I've got two final topics, which are probably kind of the same topic. Yeah. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 has a 50 gigabyte day one patch, and the total install size is 55 gigabytes. So basically, you have to download the entire game at launch, even if you have the disc, which kind of makes you wonder if discs are even necessary. And also, why are games so goddamn large now? And additionally, Xbox has a streaming service coming, which I guess would alleviate the need to download games. Of course, you're probably going to use more data streaming the games than you would downloading them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, and when Ben brought up this topic, because I had not heard about this patch, I, of course, had to go and look at World of Warcraft's install directory on my computer. And so this is a game that's been out for like 14 years and another month with many, many expansions. Its install directory takes up a whopping 54.7 gigabytes of space, which is basically what the new Call of Duty game takes up. It's just like, what the hell is in there?
The Call of Duty game?
Yeah, I mean, it's like it takes up as much space as like 14 years.
Really, really high res textures, probably?
I guess. I mean, WoW's got like all kinds of cinematics. Some are pretty goddamn impressive, especially in the more recent expansions. You know, I mean, it's got tons of assets. They've obviously kept optimizing things over the years, but it was just kind of like mind-boggling to me that, you know, one purely online, like there's no campaign in it or anything, so it's just purely online FPS would take up as much space as, you know, like World of Warcraft does. I mean, obviously,
I wonder if it's just like
graphics and things.
Maybe they don't compress textures anymore. I mean, I think a lot of it is like once the consoles went to Blu-ray, there was no reason to try to compress stuff as much. Oh, hold on a second. I am going to totally make sure I have this game ordered so we can talk about it when it comes out. Use this address.
Which one? Red Dead?
Yeah. Well, apparently it comes out on the 26th, but like we're closing up the shop at the end of October, so I'm going to ship it here because I think it would probably fit in my mailbox. So I was thinking about making like an Amazon box that they could put things in. That'd be kind of cool.
Why don't you just like buy it on the PlayStation Store and download it? Like, instead of buying the physical copy?
Good question. I'm not sure.
Just curious.
Because we were just complaining about discs, exactly. And now I'm doing that.
Because, yeah, like, in the
I guess I'm just a big hypocrite.
Like, in the current console generation, like, I've, like, with the Xbox, like, everything I bought on it, not that I bought anything since, like, last Assassin's Creed last year, but everything I bought was just, like, through the, you know, Xbox store, like, just downloaded it.
The only one I've done that with was God of War, because God of War was really popular, so it was actually hard to find the discs.
Yeah.
What was it? What about Metal Gear Solid 5? That disc was actually hard to find.
I mean, the thing that's nice is, you know, it's like just like with a PC game, you know, you can pre-install it essentially, so then it just activates when it goes live, and so boom, and you're playing right away. You've got all the patches right away.
Yeah, I guess I'm just an asshole. I was talking about how like I lost my Horizon Zero Dawn disc, and like even if my PlayStation exploded. As long as I just logged into a new PlayStation, I could re-download it if I wanted.
Yep.
It's almost like digital is more convenient. What?
Crazy talk.
So, you know, I'm going to like pull this disc out when I want to watch like Mad Max this Christmas. And then I'm going to lose my Red Dead disc and then I'm going to cry.
Well, that's like
but at least I can resell it to GameStop, something I never do.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's the main sales pitch for buying physical, but it's like if you never actually do that, then it's like, what are you really getting?
But there was that news story about how some movies on Apple weren't available on iTunes anymore.
Yes.
And they're like, well, just keep it on your hard drive. And then, of course, every new Apple product is like the Macs. They went from having hard drives. Then they had like the PCI NVMe drives, you know, that you plug in.
Yes, yeah.
You probably put one of those in your computer, I assume, right?
Yes, that's I've got the M2 or whatever, where right. It's just, yeah. Yep.
So, like, if you took apart, like, my Surface Book, you'd find one of those inside, right? So Apple had that, but then they soldered it to the motherboard, and then they had a port where you could at least get the data, but now that port's gone.
Yeah.
So Apple's saying, oh, well, you know, anything you've already downloaded is yours to keep, but with each hardware generation, they're making their hardware basically non-transferable.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's eventually to be gone.
See, to me, with, like, movies, I care about that a lot more. Like, video games, I just don't care as much because, like, I've just noticed with myself over the years, it's like, I don't go back and play old games. Like, I play whatever's current. Yeah.
And that's why I'll never play, Fallout, Mass Effect.
Yeah, because it's, like, too outdated now. Like, they'd have to, like, fully remaster it or something. And,
I mean, I'll buy a CRT and hook it up in a spare bedroom so I can put a Sega Genesis on it, but I won't play a game from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yep. But I mean, it's like, yeah, like, I mean, I love, you know, like I've said on here many times, the Mass Effect trilogy is probably like my favorite series of games ever, but it's like, I'm not sitting here like, oh, I'm going to go fire up the Xbox 360 and, you know, play them all again. Like, if they actually remastered them and brought them out for the current generation, I would go out and spend money on games I already own to play it again. But it's like, I don't like go back to my old systems. Like, I need to sell all my old shit because it's like, I don't play it. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't have that nostalgia, I guess, where like movies, I will go back and watch a 15, 20, 30, 40, 50-year-old movie, like, I'll do that all day long, you know? So I care about keeping those around for the long term.
I think there's a point with video games. I mean, you've gamed long enough where you notice that the last generation of consoles is always basically garbage.
Yeah. You know,
they're, like, worthless. And right now, yeah, the last gen is kind of worthless. I still have my Xbox 360. I don't know why. I mean, I probably haven't turned it on in, like, 6 years probably.
Yeah,
I mean, I still have it though.
It was a hell of a Rock Band adapter.
Yeah, probably the last thing I played on it was Skyrim, you know, back in the day. yeah
so the streaming service, like, I mean, is anybody like clamoring for this shit? I know like Sony's kind of got theirs with the past,
they've had theirs for a while.
Yeah, and theirs is more focused on older games. They might have some PS4 stuff on there, but it's mainly like PS1, PS2, PS3, I think.
I was just thinking, I have my PlayStation 3, and I should like try to sell it at my rummage sale, because I did wipe it, so it's like, I'm never going to use this thing again.
Yeah, but it's just I just don't know, like, if anybody's really like clamoring for these streaming I mean, I know the the Microsofts and the Sonys of the world want this shit. But it's like, do the customers really want it? I don't know.
Is it going to stream to your computer? I mean, it just seems like
the internet. That's what they said. Yeah, it's
the
like
the internet's not fast enough. It would make more sense to use that bandwidth for like streaming a movie. You know, because I don't know. I can't store every movie ever made on my computer, but Netflix or Amazon Web Services can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? And the thing is, a movie is a linear experience. So if packets are lost, as long as there's enough packets in the buffer, the movie will continue uninterrupted. But yep. A game is a two-way street. You know, the packets you get and the packets you send need to stay in sync so the game feels, you know, up to date. It's a lot different than like just streaming on a movie.
Yeah, and I guess that was the thing they said that they're like driving for, is they want it to be where you can stream this to like all sorts of devices. So you could stream it to your phone, to your computer, your console, you know, like all these things, which.
Why would I want to play an Xbox One game on my phone? What kind of latency are you going to have with this service?
Well, that's the main issue with that stuff. Like, I did try out the PlayStation streaming service earlier this year because like when the new God of War came out and there was all this talk about God of War, it gave me the itch to play the old God of War games. Mm-hmm. And I was too lazy to drag out like my PS3 or whatever. And so I was like,
PS2.
Yeah, but like the PS3, I had bought those like when they had that collection come out.
So oh, yeah, the remastered edition.
Yeah. But I'm like, I'm too goddamn lazy to drag that out. And I'm like, oh, here, I can stream those on this thing. And so they had it where you could get like a free 2-week trial or something. So I tried
now,
it
do
out.
Do you have to buy the games you're going to stream, or do you pay for a service to allow yourself to stream anything?
I think you just pay for a service. Like with the PlayStation one, that's how it works. You just pay for the streaming service, and mm-hmm. you get access to like this whole library. I mean, it's like Netflix with video games, basically. It's kind of like Netflix, really, because it's like you just get to play a bunch of old shit. Like so,
and TV shows.
Yeah, and so... But yeah, I tried out like God of War, and it played, you know, fine. And you know, I mean, I guess I didn't really have any complaints about it. It worked fine enough. But it's like, yeah, compare that to streaming, like, you know, Forza Horizon 4, you know, which is graphically, you know, and everything like way more intensive than God of War 2.
Right.
You know, I have a feeling there's gonna be some issues there, but.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it works. I think it would work all right for, like, sampling stuff, you know? I don't know. Like, maybe you could try out stuff easier and then...
How do you ever improve that experience? I mean...
It's totally dependent on infrastructure.
And not just infrastructure, like, the speed of light. I mean,
yes.
Even if your infrastructure is perfect, you're still transmitting electrical signals over wires in the end.
Well, I mean, they basically have to have data centers in enough places that they're close enough to people, you know, to cut down on some of that distance, I guess. But, I mean, still, yeah, the speed of light is the speed of light, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could never, there would be an inherent amount of lag you could never get rid of just because of distance.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, no, that's not true. You could have quantum entanglement, but I think we're a little ways away from having quantum entanglement modems.
Probably so.
Actually within our lifetimes, I could see it.
But yeah, I don't know. It's like,
you ever see that shit? It's freaky.
No,
it's like spooky entanglement. Quantum entanglement is where they have two particles that are synchronized in such a way that no matter where they are, one particle reacts to how the other one is being affected.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, okay. So for instance, you could have like a two-dimensional array of these particles that have been, you know, quantumly entangled, and they'll do an experiment where they'll like shine a light pattern on one set, and then the other one, the light pattern will appear.
Hmm.
Pretty wild. And I'm sure what the first thing we'll get used for will be unbreachable military communications, basically.
Yeah.
There's not like radio waves being transmitted. But somehow the atoms are linked through some fabric of the universe we don't understand, and they change based off each other. So, okay, yes, if you had that, then you would have.
Then we could stream Xbox One 4K games.
Well, you know, the internet came from the military, so eventually we'll get that, which is true. Which is true.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we got, you know, Tang from the space program or whatever the hell happened. So
is that where Tang came from?
I don't know. It might as well have.
Tang, taste the 80s. Game streaming just seems weird.
Yeah, to me it was like...
Yeah.
Yeah, to me where I think I saw some of the value with it, but it wasn't enough value to get me to subscribe. But I could see where it could maybe was like where I used it in that case. Like I'm like, either I'm too lazy to hook up my PS3 or I don't have my PS3 or PS2 or whatever anymore. But it's like, oh, I kind of want to play God of War 2 again and I don't have access to it anymore. Here's how I access it. You know, like, that's kind of the niche it feels like it would fill for me. Like, playing, like, the current-gen stuff, not so much.
Wasn't a big part of Sony's streaming to make up for the fact they couldn't emulate their old consoles?
Yes, I think that was kind of the main thrust of it.
Whereas Microsoft, being co-geniuses, can do it?
Yes. Well, and the thing I remember when I did look at that service, I was impressed by the catalog of games on there. I mean, if you're like a parent and you're like, oh, here, I don't want to spend a ton of money on my kids' games. It's like, here, I pay $10-$15 a month. And it's like, here, you've got like 400, 500 frickin' games to play, you little shit. Like, go play them, you know?
No, shut up!
No, shut up! So I can watch Game of Thrones, goddammit. You know, like... So...
That's what all technology really is for, is to make your kid shut up.
Well, yeah, I know so many people with Netflix where they're like, I can't remember the last time I watched anything on Netflix for me, but it's like there's tons of kid shit on it, you know, to like them occupied.
Yeah, you see people complaining about how every kid is like looking down at their phone. It almost looks like they're all looking down in prayer, but they're all looking down their phone. And I think we could raise a generation of like zombie children because of it.
Yeah.
However, if you're a parent, that's amazing because it's not it's not only something that shuts up your kid, but they can take it wherever they go. So it shuts them up everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. I know a lot of people and it's like, they're good parents. You know, they do everything they can. They bust their ass, but they're just kind of like, you know what? God damn it. I need like 30 minutes of peace and quiet. And if it takes my kids sitting down and watching a screen with Netflix on it, yes, it can happen and it's okay. You know, like it doesn't make them a shitty parent. And, you know, and it's like, I totally understand it because I've been there and, you know, witnessed it essentially. And it's like, yeah, you're going to go like nuts unless it's like, yep, you know what, whatever. That's occupying them for 20 or 30 minutes and I get some peace and quiet. So fine. So
shut up. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the Xbox streaming service will be quite the thing.
That's how they should sell it. They should be like, you want your children occupied for an hour so you can get some peace and quiet? Subscribe to our service.
We'll shut them up for you.
Oh, God. There we go. Xbox Marketing 101.
Yes. Well, what did you think about the topics of this podcast? What games are you excited for this fall? Are you going to play Battlefield? Did you play Tomb Raider? Let us know in the comments below.
Or play something else, whatever it takes.
But whatever you do, don't bother to hook up your PlayStation 3 because you're too lazy.
Damn right.
Maybe I can sell my PlayStation 3 for like $40.
I mean, seriously, I've got like two PlayStation 3s laying around. I've got.
Why do you have two of them?
Because I bought one to be a Blu-ray player, so I've got, like, one in my bedroom. And then, yeah, I've got two of those. I've got an Xbox 360 sitting around. I did give away my Wii.
Wii!
My Switch is collecting dust, as predicted. It's like my Xbox One, yeah, it's a 4K Blu-ray player. My PS4 hasn't been turned on in probably 6 months. And then I've got like my Nintendo 64 and Super Nintendo and all that shit just sitting in totes, like in storage. Like, should just sell all this shit. Don't need any of it. And I can make a bunch of money off nostalgia with that old shit right now, probably. So
I would say if you have any, definitely unload any valuable Nintendo stuff you have and. It's going to start shifting forward, so it won't...
Yeah.
I think Nintendo, the clock is ticking. Super Nintendo, not ticking as fast.
Yeah.
I would hold on to... Like, your Sega CD stuff like Snatcher, I would hold on to that for a bit. Because some of that stuff is going up even more.
Yeah, didn't you say you saw it at, like, MGC, wasn't it? Or some show you were at, and you sent me a picture. I can't remember how much it was, but it was definitely, like, triple digits.
Yeah, definitely. So, definitely. So.
It is a hell of a game.
Yeah, remember Chris Tesmer, who we went to high school with? You remember Chris Tesmer?
Oh, yeah.
He had all of the Japanese imports of Saturn games back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
And Oh my God. He's probably got like a brand new kitchen's worth of Saturn games going by the prices now. He had like all the treasure games, like everything. So,
wow.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Like Panzer Dragoon Saga is like $600 or something.
Jeez.
So yeah, some of that mid 90s stuff is starting to go up. So I would say if you're, I want to talk about that at my talk next week in Portland. I think, yeah, it's time to, if you're like, it's time to cash out of SNES nostalgia.
It's like nostalgia-flation or something.
Well, I mean, I've been doing it long enough. I remember when Atari 2600 was hot,
yeah,
which was the year 2000 when all the people who had it when they were kids were 30.
Yeah.
Now they're like in their 40s and now they don't care. Same thing, like all of those prices crashed down once all the people started getting motorcycles, divorces, and mortgages.
Yep.
And the same thing's going to happen with the millennial stuff, which is, you know, Super Nintendo and N64.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll have to look through that and liquidate.
Yep. I sold all of my Nintendo. Any Nintendo game I had that was worth more than $75, I sold like last year.
Nice.
Yep. All right. Well, let us know what you thought about this podcast in the comments below. And I guess we'll talk to you next month, at which time we'll probably have played Grand Theft Horse, or at least I will have.
Somebody will have, anyway.
We'll see you next time.
Adios.